Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Japan's Coast Guard has recovered a body and some debris in the ocean where a U.S. military Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft carrying six people crashed off southern Japan. The cause is not immediately known. A search and rescue effort continues. Yesterday, day five of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire saw a dozen more hostages released by Hamas, while Israel freed 30 Palestinian prisoners. Speaking for the Israeli government, Taub Heinrich telling the BBC that Israel has been handed a list of hostages who could be set free today by Hamas.
We are notifying the families of the people who appear on the list and all other families of the hostages who are still being held in the Gaza Strip. Right now, we're talking about 173 hostages who are still there. And we certainly hope that we will see a sixth group of hostages leaving the Gaza Strip and returning home to Israel.
And talks aimed at extending the ceasefire beyond today continue in Qatar. House Republicans reject Hunter Biden's demand that he be allowed to testify publicly in response to a subpoena tied to the GOP's impeachment inquiry.
A lawyer for Hunter sent a letter to GOP House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky saying the president's son would appear publicly before the committee on December 13. That ran counter to a stipulation of the subpoena, which called for a deposition behind closed doors. Comer denied the request in a statement saying it won't stand with House Republicans. Edwin Mora, Washington.
House lawmakers may vote on the expulsion of embattled GOP Congressman George Santos by week's end, the New York Republican accused of misusing campaign funds. Watching Wall Street, stocks have been trading higher so far this morning. The Dow is up 89 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Dr. Miriam Adelson, the controlling shareholder of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, she's selling off stock in the company to buy a majority ownership interest in the NBA's Dallas Mavericks franchise, which is currently owned by billionaire Mark Cuban. Now, Adelson has notified the Securities and Exchange Commission that she plans to sell $2 billion worth of company stock in order to buy into the sports franchise. Even after that stock sale, though, Adelson's family still retains a majority ownership stake in Las Vegas Sands. Cuban has a long-time relationship with the Adelsons. Back in 2017, they honored Cuban with their Pursuit of Excellence Award at a scholarship fundraising gala at the Venetian. A leading Las Vegas real estate brokerage firm says a recent cyber attack on Fidelity National Financial is impacting some of its deals. Officials with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services say a small number of deals at offices in Arizona, California, and Nevada have been impacted by the Fidelity ransomware attack. Local officials say right now there aren't any short-term solutions to that cyber attack. Florida-based Fidelity provides title insurance for the real estate and mortgage industry. The company was founded by Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights. He still is in fact, the company chairman. And that bulbous wonder known as the Sphere is featuring the iconic Radio City Rockettes on its external exosphere during the holiday season. The Rockettes Christmas Spectacular, currently running at Radio City Music Hall in New York City, will be featured on the Sphere now through January 1st. The first-of-its-kind production features real-life footage of the popular dance troupe. This year marks the 90th anniversary of that holiday extravaganza. Happy holidays. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. That is 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Keeping an eye on a long line of cars trying to get out of Henderson right now on 95 northbound. The accident before Tropicana, 95 northbound before Tropicana. The only one to report on the freeways. In the northeast, still working an injury accident on Cheyenne eastbound just past Losey. Cloudy skies today, light winds and highs hovering right around 60 degrees this afternoon. It's 45, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway... America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 8:45. Of course, Bill O'Reilly, news and comment. And then Clay and Buck coming up at 9:05. It is a subject that very few Americans know anything about. But it is something that is going to drastically change our election system in our country. It is rank choice voting. Ken Blackwell is the chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute, and he joins us now. I know the America First Policy Institute has been out front about this. They are going to have a seminar, The Dangers of Ranked Choice Voting, a grassroots seminar coming up on Friday at the Ahern from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. It is a major, major event. And the problem is nobody really knows what this is. Ken Blackwell, always good to have you on. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, Kevin, it's good to be with you. You know, Kevin, I've crisscrossed the globe, not just the United States, looking at various election systems. And as you know, most developed countries, election outcomes are announced the day of the election or soon after, often with simple paper ballot tabulations. We've made our system so convoluted, so dark and lacking transparency, that it takes us not just days, but often weeks. Now, this ranked choice voting is a confusing, chaotic, disenfranchising system where the person with the most votes doesn't always win. This is a system that manufactures a majority vote. It does away with the longstanding notion of one person, one vote counted one time. And if we junk that concept of one person, one vote, one time, we will add to the confusion and the weakening, if not the destruction, of voter confidence in outcomes. And so this Friday at the Ahern Hotel at 11 o'clock, interested citizens are welcome to come and listen to experts from across the country talk about this convoluted system. But what I've tried to focus on at AFPI is that we need to work on transparency. We need to take some common sense steps to make sure that, you know, legal voters are voting, one person, one time. And I think that's the only way that we can build voter confidence in our system. So the experts will be there at the on Friday, and people are welcome. Lunch will be served. But we must rebuild voter confidence in our system. And I think it's a crying shame that as I crisscross the globe, you know, in most developed countries, voter confidence is at record high levels because people understand in transparent systems, paper ballots that have a paper trail, they're counted, and the results are in most cases announced that day within the 24-hour period. We need to be working to get back to that system. And the last thing we need is for folks to put this convoluted system that destroys voter confidence in play in Nevada or any other state.
Again, Ken Blackwell joining us, the former Ohio Secretary of State. I can't find anybody. I could line up 1,000 people down on Las Vegas Boulevard, and I'll bet you I wouldn't find 10 that could explain to you about rank choice voting. What is it? How does it work?
It is convoluted, and it's hard to describe how it works. But I can tell you now that the radical left has picked up the baton, and they're marching in cities where, in fact, the system is such that they look at a first round of voting, they then look at your first, second, and third choices. Then they move your second choice to somebody else's first choice column. I'm just telling you,
huh?
It is convoluted. And we need to understand that there are time-tested practices not only across this country, but across the globe in developed countries that are working and that we should make sure that they're working here in the United States. You know, we're big advocates for a valid photo ID to make sure that the person who's casting a vote is the person who should be casting their vote. We work to encourage legislatures to avoid changing election laws in the middle of an election season. Now, while this wouldn't necessarily change it in the middle of the election season in terms of affecting the change, because this is on the ballot next November, the fact that there's this discussion about this system that will be promoted with millions of dollars behind it as being a safer, more secure, more reliable system, that in itself will erode voter confidence in the system that's in place in the November of the election. And that this is going to be a big election for us in 24 at the national level. And I think we ought to make sure that those things that have caused confusion in the past are not in play in 2024. We don't need courts and legislatures accepting and turning a blind eye to the use of dark money in elections. We really do need transparency because a person's vote is a person's voice, and we don't need voices silenced through the use of dark money or through fraud. You know, we need to make sure that voter rolls are clean. I mean, Willie Horton, when asked why he robbed banks, he said, because that's where the money is. Well, bloated voter rolls are ripe for fraud because that's where the opportunity is. And so election officials across this country, I think, have a real obligation to make sure that, that these voter rolls are cleaned up. We're concentrating on those sort of steps while the radical left is talking about putting in a confusing system that can be underscored by what you just said. I can tell you right now, if you ask people to explain ranked choice voting, even experts can't explain it to you.
It's incredible.
It's convoluted, but most importantly, it destroys a time-tested staple of election systems in developed countries.
Hey,
one vote, count it one time.
Hey, Ken, a quick question, though. Where is this being used in the United States right now? Are there any states that are using ranked choice voting?
Alaska has used it. And folks in Alaska, after the election and its use, many voters are saying, what just happened?
Yeah.
Because the person who, in fact, they thought had the most votes didn't wind up with being elected. Because of the calculus that is used in ranked choice voting, here's the big test. Anybody who says they're for ranked choice voting, you need to say explain it.
Good point. Good point. I want to ask you because folks on the left always worry about disenfranchising voters. Is it true that ranked choice voting will disenfranchise at least some voters out there? And if so, who are they?
Well, again, if folks don't understand the at the end of the day, if folks have questions about the legitimacy of the process, and if they don't understand it, they won't vote. You know, so this will encourage, voter fallout and fall off as opposed to encouraging more people to vote. You empower people by saying your vote matters. We're going to work to make sure that your vote for your candidate cast one time is not negated by fraudulent votes. You know, that's the way you rebuild the confidence in the system. And believe me, if in fact you don't have a simple system that's transparent and confident building, then I tell you who will fall off. You know, the blue collar workers who in fact don't have the time to pull out a calculator and do this weird calculus or mathematics. I mean, it's just not simple. It is confusing. It is disenfranchising by its nature, in that it moves against the notion of simplicity. That's the magic. That's the magic of a good functioning election system. It is transparent. It is simple, and every step has been taken to make sure that, you know, the chain of custody is tight and that there has been verification that voters are who they claim to be.
Tell me more about this big event coming up Friday, the Ahern Hotel, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. What is it that will be going on? Who are some of these people that will be hearing from?
You have the America First Policy Institute, along with several other state-based and national coalition organizations, the Honest Election Project, the American Conservative Rights Union, just a number of folks who are been working with the young group, Charlie Kirk and his group,
Turning Point,
will be Turning Point. They will be there explaining the fallacies of ranked choice voting, and they will in fact also offer steps that can be taken to make sure that there is confidence building practices and policies in Nevada among state election officials. And it's going to be at the Ahern Hotel at 11 o'clock on Friday, December the 1st.
And it's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free. The guest speaker will be Lieutenant Governor Anthony.
Stavros Anthony, this is going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to learn something. Ken, when you find 5 or 10 people that can explain ranked choice voting, will you get back to me and we'll put them on?
All righty, that's a deal.
Hey, Ken, thank you, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing, where do they go? How do they find you?
There you can go to a1policy.com.
You make it so
easy.
Or
Ken Blackwell. that's where I am on Facebook and at X. I guess that's what they're calling it now.
Yeah, the former Twitter. Hey, Ken, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Ken Blackwell, the chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. Check it out. But check out this event, and it's absolutely free. Just show up. It's that simple. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
At EasyCater, we know ordering food for work can get complicated pretty fast.
We're going to need breakfast for the entire office on Thursday.
Janet wants really nice bagels.
Make sure some are gluten-free.
Make sure they have great coffee.
Can there also be waffles?
Janet has a hard stop at 9:30.
$15 a person
max. I'm
going
to need itemized receipts for this.
Is the budget for breakfast different than the budget?
It's just going to grab and go.
Fine. Company breakfast? Just use EasyCater. Food for work delivered on time as ordered with a huge variety. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Something happened at the U.S. Capitol yesterday that I wanted to share with you. Senators from both sides of the aisle came together to witness a video of the October 7th attack on Israel. Chuck Schumer had this reaction to seeing this horrific video of the attack on Israel. Here it is. It's cut three. Go.
Now, earlier this morning, a number of senators held a screening of the chilling footage of Hamas's October 7th attack. It was jarring and harrowing. It shook all of us up in the room. I had to go sit in my office for a half hour alone after seeing it. Since that horrific day, anti-Semitic attacks have drastically increased around the world. In the U.S., anti-Semitic attacks have spiked nearly 400%. Since that devastating day last month, Jewish students on college campuses have been harassed and assaulted. Jewish-owned businesses boycotted and vandalized. A Jewish high school teacher in New York City was forced to hide in a locked office because students demanded her firing simply because they saw her online posting a Stand for Israel poster at a rally. Jews around the world look at instances like these and fear a slippery slope. Too often in our history, legitimate criticism against Israeli policies or other policies has crossed over into something darker, into attacking Jewish people simply because they are Jewish. The solidarity that Jewish Americans, myself included, initially received from our fellow citizens in the aftermath of October 7th has been drowned out by some others, even some we considered allies. As the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in American history, it's an all-too-painful reminder that anti-Semitism has long seeped below the surface and now has reared its ugly head in painful, blatant, dangerous ways. Tomorrow, I will be giving a major address on the Senate floor on exactly this, the dangerously dark and terrifying trend of anti-Semitism that is on the rise.
Chuck Schumer yesterday at a news conference, and he'll be speaking on the floor of the United States Senate later today about anti-Semitism and, of course, the October 7th attack on Israel. Coming up, we're going to talk about something that it depends on your perspective, I think. It's called retirement. And it's something that a lot of people love, but it's also something